Day 191, or July the 10th. Final answer. Now enjoy. Our thoughts today are rooted in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. For a short time, Solomon drops into proverb mode as he compares wisdom and foolishness and produces a whole list of pithy sayings. He then exerts much more effort on wisdom once he has made his case for the folly of foolishness. He closes the book as most old men would by looking back at the folly of his own youth. And now our action step for today. The final words from the lips of a man who really tried to live his life to the full are found right at the end of the book of Ecclesiastes. Firstly, fear God. Have respect for who he is and all he has done. For a couple of years I was a London commuter for a day a week. As a northern lad I was still amazed by the city, crossing London Bridge and looking at Tower Bridge downstream. The other commuters were far too busy, rushing to catch a train or just get somewhere for business. Within a few months, I was rushing too. I lost the pleasure of the day because I was trying to save time, catch an earlier connection or just keep ahead of the other folk, rushing along the pavement. Don't miss out on what God has for you today. However, that's only half the story. Our Creator God left a book of instructions too, the Bible, full of practical assistance to help us get the most out of our short life here on earth. Or as a friend of mine regularly describes it, Bible, B-I-B-L-E, best instructions before leaving earth. We really must make time to read it every day. Actually, this could explain why there are more women in churches than men, because men hate reading the instructions. Don't be in a hurry to simply get somewhere. Enjoy today in God's presence and continue to read the Bible regularly in order to get the most out of life. Find time today.